The conference will now begin.
Okay. That lady told me the conference now is beginning. So she says it, then we're on.
She knows it.
Is anybody on the phone? I don't know. Oh, well, you know, Sam told me that I should still call in because then it automatically records. That
yeah,
just tell
that's
me.
True. Oh, that's an impact.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Yaakov, good morning to you. Here we go. So we are now in Halacha Beis, and we're going to make a move today. We said last week, I mean, Nathan started off with a very, very, of course, a very important, everything he says is very important, but something we don't think of all the time, that the sugya of Zrizus, which is a very important sugya, to move fast, to move with energy, to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Nathan said that it's really a byproduct of Emunah. And what one has to understand, and we discussed very shortly, we're not going to go into it now, but really every single Midah comes from Emunah. I wrote some things for some Dvar Torah for Aish. I don't know if anybody saw it this week, but some of the Savlanis, it comes from Emunah. Everything comes from Emunah. You have to just know the sugi of Emunah in its deepest way, and that's what Breslov, and all of Hasidim really, but Rabbi Nachman at the forefront, really, he takes Emunah and he breaks it down to so many different pieces. Everything's Emunah. And everything is Emunah. You have to just learn the sugi of Emunah very well. So the sugi of Zrizus, have energy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, comes from Emunah. And then we discussed that when you do the action, when you do the physical action of moving fast, which came from the mindset of Emunah, when you physically move fast, that then only empowers your Emunah, strengthens your Emunah, which then strengthens your energy, your Zrizus, and then that strengthens your Emunah, and that strengthens your Zrizus, and it's a constant flow upward. That's what we want. So let's go. We're on page 90, second line, basically. It says there'll be nothing. The Zebuchin is Shvirus Tavis Imam. This whole meaning of Zrizus to wake up with alacrity in the morning, to wake up Yizgaber Kariba Boker, to wake up like a lion, to wake up fast, to wake up strong, energetic. Moda'ani v'fanecha melechadekem shechazar to be that you should say mamish. Every day we should be working Moda'ani. I can almost guarantee you that to the degree you work in your Moda'ani, and you be'emes try to say, you try to wake up as fast as you can, you try to say Amunah, Moda'ani be'emes, as real as you can, I can almost guarantee you that your morning will always be better. Every day that you're putting in kochos to your Moda'ani, not out of rote, but you're putting active, proactive kochos into your Moda'ani, your power of Emunah, you're going to have a very good morning. And it could last you the whole day. It could last you the whole week. You don't know. If one thing wrong happens in the morning, and it could throw off many hours, if not a day or a week, kochos became the opposite. It's also true. We know that if you start off strong, the Emunah, your morning's going to be great, and it could be days and it could be weeks. Who knows? So says Rabbi Nassim, the Zebuchin Shir's type of moment, this whole union of waking up is Rizus, starting your morning fresh, breaks Tavis Mam, a sugya that plagues us very deeply and prevents us from the greatest things in our life, Simcha, Yishuv Hadas, all the big midos pinimios in our lives we're lacking because of the Tavis Mam that blocks, that's mechitza between us and our Nisham. That if we would break our Tavis Mam, we would be able to raise up our nefesh. And it's because, and this is a reference a little bit to Torah's Yud Gimel, that when you have a break of Tavis Mamon, or let's go the other way, when you have Tavis Mamon separates you, and you have a lot of kochos, a lot of deep kochos. And what Tavis Mamon does is that it makes you very, I don't know the good English word for it, but it makes you very like scatterbrained. You have one hand in this, one hand in that. You have a lot of different parts. Your mind is all unfocused because you're trying to focus on 10 things at once. Tavis Mamon makes you just start grabbing at things, whatever the situation is. And then you become a person who's not focused in general. And it could be at home. It could be doing different things that have nothing to do with Tavis Mamon. But the sugya of Tavis Mamon, if you're involved in that, it makes you a scatterbrain. And that, when you don't have a focus, you're not able to have strength in whatever you do because you're only giving 10%. Because you're giving 10% to this, 10% to that, 10% to the third thing, and 10% to all 10 things that you're involved in at the same time. But when you break your tavis moments, you're waking up strong because you're focused on Modan, you're focused on Amunah Kadosh Baruch Hu. I want to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want to serve myself. So what you're doing is you're bringing all your kochos together, you're focusing them, you're raising your nefesh up. And when you raise your nefesh up, Rabbi Nachman told us in Torah Gimel, Laham Shech Torah, you're going to come to a madrega where a new Torah is going to come into your world. A whole new Torah. Because when you gather together your kochos and nefesh, Rabbi Nachman told us, that's madrega one of the topics. The second madrega of the topic is where then it gets lifted up. When you first focus, which is the midah of Yosef, the midah of Yisod, you first gather together all of your crops, all of your ritzonos, all of your desires. Once they're focused, then it goes to Shemayim. When you're all over the place, when you have 10% here, 10% there, 10% in the third place, then you're not gonna go up. You're gonna try to be in all the 10 places in this world. When they all come together as one, you have 100%. So then it has a big aliyah. When you have an aliyah, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu. Shavuot is coming this week, Mat Hashem. When you go up tomorrow to that place, you come down with a high level of Torah. So Moshe Chazal Ba'at Torah, Ashi Amashgacha. That's the Torah of Nachman that we were talking about at length in a few Hakdamas, like we were just discussing, that the Tzaddik tries to gather together our kochos, our ritzonos, and then he raises them up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu with himself, and we bring down a high level of Torah. Shavuos is coming. Moshe Rabbeinu. Was there anybody else who broke Tavis Mammon like Moshe Rabbeinu? Number one, we know Chazal tells very clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu, instead of gathering the money from the Mitzvah, he was gathering the bones of Yosef HaTzadik, right? Which is the Midah of Yesod, of the Tzadik. Not only that, when Klal Yisrael was gathering money after the Yamsuf, he was singing Oz Yashir. And the third, if not the strongest raya, that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Inyan of Tavis Mammon, and there are others, but this one hits me very strongly. Moshe Rabbeinu could have lived his life as the prince of Egypt. He was in the Kayyid of the palace. Basia, the daughter of Paro, the most powerful man in the world, took Moshe Rabbeinu as a baby and took him into the palace. He could have lived a very happy life. He could have become Paro. We don't talk about this. Moshe Rabbeinu could have actually become the next Paro. We don't know. Could have been. But yet, he left all that to what? To see his brothers. Vayigdal Moshe, the Pasuk says. He grew up. He was mature. He realized that there's a lot more to them than just gold and silver. And he went out to see his brothers and to feel with them and emote with them. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. And because of that, he was zocha to receive the greatest Torah in the history of the world, the Luchos, and the Torah that we know today. That's what we're going to have in a few days, Mr. Shem. So says Rabbi Nelson, Ki b'chol yom v'yom tzricha makabel to Torah Mechadosh. Every single day you have to renew your acceptance of Torah. Every day. We can't do anything the same way twice. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us new energy. The Arizal tells us that there's not one second of your life that you're getting the same energy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as another second. Every single moment of your life, says the Arizal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a different set of kochos. Every single second. And therefore, every single second, we have to renew those kochos, and we have to accept the Torah again, with say Modani again. There many times, Jay, you know, that in the middle of the day, I'll tell the Chevra, say Modani again. Say Modani again. What, once a day? That's it? Ad Kan? No. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Say Modani. The Mechazik yourself. Well, you don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in a Shema right now? Of course you do. Rabbi Munasecha, how great our moon is, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every single moment, he's giving us our neshama again and again and again. We have to feel that. We have to be misbonin on that. And every single day, you have to accept the Torah again and again fresh. Kimo Shamar B'Sena Chazal tell us, we say every single day, Ashanochim Mitzavach Hayom, that which I command you today. Not just I command you today. Says Chazal in the Gemara, in the Medrash, Bechol Yom Yiyum Domin Be'necha Kachadosh. Every single day has to be like new. And when you have energy, when you have zrizus coming from your emunah, then every day is new. Every day is fresh. You're excited for every davening. You're excited for every black gemara. You're excited to cook for Shabbos. You're excited to clean. It doesn't matter. If your life is from emunah, and all of your energy, your zrizus is coming from that place of emunah, everything you do is infused with special kochos. Powerful, powerful flows of energy from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says Rabbi Nachman, Kabbalah Satorah, who I deshemalas and nefesh mechad shenasa. Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah. This is not a thing. The whole Indian of Shavuos. Maybe we'll discuss it at a different time. But this is what I think. Like, what's the Chag of Shavuos? There's no mitzvah. Where's the mitzvah of Shavuos? There's no luv, no esek, there's no seder. What is it? The mitzvah of Shavuos is to be makabel Torah. It's all in the mind. There's no mitzvah masa. There's no physical mitzvah on Shavuos because the whole inyan is to be makabel. Pesach and Sukkot, everything is totally dependent on your kabbalah Torah. Because if you don't accept the Torah, the Ratzon, the Ahava, the Tshuka, the Dveikus, so then when you're shaking a lulav, it looks like a dead willow. When you accept the Torah on Shavuos with a gishmak, with a dren, with an ahav, with a simcha, so you come out on fire on Sukkot. You come out on fire on Pesach. You're going crazy. Eish Kodesh. The Kabbalah the Torah, they shemalas and every shemachajinsa. The way you really makabel the Torah in the greatest way is when you raise up your nefesh. And in that place, when you focus all your kochos together, or to some madrega, you start to focus all your kochos. That sugya is called the moon, because inner moon is everything. So when you start to focus yourself and start to connect everything, connecting back to the Amun of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In that way, when you focus, then you go up the Shemayim. Doesn't mean you fly the Shemayim. It means that you become a holier person. You become a person who thinks clearly in Avodah and Torah and Pnimius, because you're not in 10 different places. Your mind is set on serving the Ribbono Shalom. One way to serve the Ribbono Shalom is through learning. Another way to serve the Ribbono Shalom is through Parnassah. But it's all under the same title, the same heading called Emunah, to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And when you do that, and then you become a Kaili for Torah, for the whole life is based in Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. So therefore, our whole life, we want to look inside of ourselves. We want to be walking Sefer Torah. When you focus yourself, and you break that Tavis Mammon, and you wake up with a Moda Ani, like in the morning strong, then you're going to accept the Torah in a very, very high way. And Rabbi Nelson says, or the note here on the bottom, on number 30 says, Rabbi Nachman explains this elevation of the soul as a Kabbalistic concept of an arousal from below. What our Avodah done here is an arousal from below. It shakes up the upper worlds. Our Avodah L'maisa, with our hands, with our actions, with our energy, helps us arouse and wake up above. The Zohar illustrates the reciprocal relationship between Hashem and humanity with the example of the flow of divine bounty and blessing into the world. The downward flow of Shefa from a Kadosh Baruch Hu down to us is called an arousal from above. Hashem is sending down to us. In order for Shefa to descend, there must first be an arousal from below. If you want Hashem to send you Shefa, Hanasa, Refuah, Torah, then we have to ask for it down here. The way you ask for it, of course, is through asking, but also through doing a voda, serving Kadosh Baruch Hu the way He wants. And then Hashem says, you need help, because if you don't have Parnassah, then you can't learn well. And I see you're learning well, so you probably need Parnassah, right? And the guy's like, yeah, of course. And you want to be healthy, because if you're not healthy, then you can't daven properly. And the guy's like, yeah, I love davening. And he puts his kochos into davening. Hashem says, I better make sure that you're healthy. If you're not healthy, you can't daven. The guy's like, yeah, please. And that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu sends down all the shefa. Kabbalah calls this latter arousal, elevating mayim nukvin, the feminine waters, meaning from those who are makabel, us, and awakening spiritual energy from this world through humanity's devotion to Hashem, to serve Him l'shma, and be mechavim. This awakening generates a reciprocal arousal from above, called mayim duchrin, masculine waters, the flow of shefa and blessing that Hashem's hashgacha benevolently provides for the world and humankind in particular, Kadosh Baruch Hu sends down to us, because we serve Him. In the present context, the Torah itself, Torah Kedoshah, Shavuos, is the Shefa and blessing we receive from above as a result of the Tzaddik sage, or the Tzaddik within us, as He elevates the soul as Mayinukin in order to rejuvenate them. When we focus ourselves and we raise ourselves up, or we connect to a Tzaddik, and we allow Him to take us up, He helps us with our Avodah. Reciprocal, we're going to receive a very, very nice reward from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. One more line. There's a nasai de shiras tayvus mamim. This is all going to happen when we break tayvus mamim. Shedevachinus has oiras hashkena bezrizus. This is the meaning to wake up from sleeping. Money makes us sleep. All we see is that money. We need to wake up from that. Bezrizus. Bezrizus comes from amuna. Bechinus amuna. We'll continue with them tomorrow. We'll discuss what exactly is the inyan. Why is Zerizus the one that breaks Tavis Mammon? Clearly. We'll get to it tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Mishav Zohar, to say Moda Ani again, right after you finish this. Moda Ani Fanecha Melech Chayek Yishuv Gadol Yishmatim Chemla Rabbi Minasecha. Wish you have a beautiful day.